The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Madame Mayhaki.
Oh, yes, thank you. I'm looking for a dress for my little girl. Betsy, please keep your hands off me, darling. Now, don't touch.
I wasn't touching. I was just looking.
Yes, dear. Ah, yes. Any particular color?
I want red.
No, I don't think we want red.
I want red.
Betsy, that's the next question.
She's like all the women. She has a mind of her own,
the witch. Oh, yes, she has a mind of her own, all right.
But if Madame and Mademoiselle will be seated, I will see what we have.
See, they size them. Well, she's 6½ years old, but a 6 is just a little too big for her. A 5 really just fits. She's a little small for her age.
Oh, no, madame, she is not too small. She is delicate like a little doll. She is like a fairy princess.
Well, I guess she's our fairy princess.
Well, I will see what we have.
I want a red dress.
That's enough, Betsy.
I want red.
I don't care what you want, but I will tell you what you're going to get if you don't stop that much of a good spanking. Now, we're in a very nice shop, and I want you to behave like a little lady. Now, you understand?
Yes.
All right. Now, sit down.
Oh, that's a lovely one.
These are all in the latest fashion show in Paris.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Now, madame, would you get dressed for school or for a party?
Well, I would say more of a party dress, although, actually, it's just
for a picture.
Ah, a picture?
Yes, my daughter's going to model for an advertisement.
Oh, mademoiselle is a model. Well, but that's gone.
Well, no, actually, she's not really a model. She's just doing this one thing. A man from a modeling agency in Chicago was in town visiting his folks, and he just happened to see them.
Well,
that's her name. That's my daughter. And wanted to take a picture.
Oh, but that's so lovely.
Oh, yeah. Naturally, I want to have this picture taken at Jessica. It's especially nice.
Well, wait. Now, let me see. I have just the thing. Voila.
Oh, blocked?
Black velvet, madame, with Venetian lace color.
Oh, it is beautiful, but my goodness, isn't she rather young for black?
Ah, but for a picture, madame, the black with the lace color, the white lace color, it will be like a painting from Rembrandt.
Oh, yes. It would be lovely in a picture. It really would.
Red.
Darling, right now we're getting a dress for the picture, and I must say I do think it would photograph beautifully. Come on, let's try it on, dear.
I want it red.
Come on, Betsy.
A long hoped-for agreement between two hostile nations, or a long-awaited falling out of thieves, can take place on even the sleepiest of weekend afternoons. That's why, as you take time off from your own routine for rest and relaxation, you'll be pleased to know that expert CBS newsmen like Robert Trout, Alan Jackson, Griffin Bancroft, and Charles from Friends are staying right on the job. Throughout the weekend, nearly every hour of the broadcast day, in fact, most of these stations present CBS News to make certain you're fully informed. CBS News is always on the alert for history, and history takes no holidays.
Wait a minute, Betsy. Don't crack snow all over. Now stand right in one spot, and I'll help you.
Have you got my dress?
Yes, I've got your dress right here.
Oh, hello, Daddy.
Well, may I ask where you two have been until 6:30?
Shopping for a dress for Betsy.
Well, I told you I'd be home early tonight. I got home at 5:00, been sitting here wondering where you were.
Well, we were shopping. Here, let me take your coat, Betsy.
Didn't need much lunch since I knew you're coming home early, so you're probably planning an early dinner. I'm starved.
Goodness, I haven't thought of dinner, darling. I've been so busy.
Don't I even get kissed hello?
What, dear? Oh, yes. Hello, dear.
Thank you.
I picked Betsy up at school. Alan gave us a ride downtown.
I bought a new dress, Daddy, and it's just beautiful. And the lady said I look like a painting in it. Didn't she, Mom?
Oh, yes, she did, and she really does.
Well, don't I get a kiss from you, either?
Yes. Oh,
Well, thank you. Boy, I'm not as stingy kisses you two are handing out.
Can I try my dress for Daddy, Mommy?
Yes, sure. Oh, wait till you see her in it, darling.
Take it out of the box, Mommy, please.
Yes, I'll take it out of the box. Oh, it is the most beautiful thing. It really is.
Well, look, why don't we do that after dinner, honey? I'm hungry.
No, this won't take long if she wants you to see it.
Peaches, where'd you get it? The Fontainebleau?
Yes.
Not that terribly expensive dress,
huh? Well, dear, I went everywhere. After all, Betsy has to have a dress that's rather special.
Why?
Oh, come on, dear. Why?
Why?
If she's modeling for something, you don't want your daughter in just any old thing.
In just any old thing. Seems to me we spend a fortune for her clothes anyhow. It seems to cost as much as mine.
Oh, honey, dear. Now, here we are at Mommy's help you, darling. Okay. Let me help you here.
Black?
Uh-huh.
Black?
Black velvet.
Oh, dear. Of course, it's really French velveteen, and the collar is real Venetian lace.
Black for a six-year-old child?
I'm not six. I'm 6 and a half.
It was in a fashion show in Paris. Now, wait till you see it, Anna. Here, come on. Let me help you, Betsy, now. Come
on. I want to go upstairs and put it on. I want to fix my hair, too. Then I'll come down and surprise Daddy.
Yes, darling.
How much was it?
Oh, well, here.
Let me see that price tag.
Now, take the dress upstairs here. Hurry up. Run along, Betsy. Go on, darling.
Oh, honey.
Go on, and call me if you need me to help you, darling. Now, for heaven's sake, dear, calm down. She wants to surprise you.
Surprise me? I can't take any more surprises. I nearly dropped dead when I saw that price. Are you out of your mind?
I thought we had an agreement we were not going to talk money in front of Betsy. You said you didn't want her to grow up with a feeling of insecurity.
Well, by golly, she's not going to grow up with a feeling that she can prance in anywhere and buy fancy French dresses.
Oh.
I don't understand you at all. You're usually the first one to look for bargains.
Don't you want her to have a nice dress for the picture? Here your daughter's going to be seen in advertisements for Compton's Tonic, probably appearing in magazines that go all over the country. Your family, your friends, everybody's going to see. Can't we be a little extravagant just once?
Well, why black, of all things, for a child?
Wait till you see her and it did it. Stunning. She wanted red.
No, red would have been much better.
No, dear, it isn't as smart.
Well.
And when she put this dress on and came out, everybody in the shop looked at her and went, oh, you know, like that, everybody just owed and they raved about it.
No, certainly, they wanted to sell the dress.
Oh, dear, even the customers that were there raved about it. Oh.
Yeah, of course, that's good for a child, too, having everybody make a fuss over us.
Well, you're hungry, aren't you, dear?
Yes, I am. Seems to me, ever since this darn picture thing came up, our whole life has revolved around it. We don't have meals on time. We spend hours on the phone. You do. You're writing letters to everybody you know, telling them all about
it. Well, it's just the family. They certainly want to know.
Our life has changed already.
Oh, honey, that's silly.
Not silly at all. It's true.
You worry about the price of the dress, for goodness sake. You don't have to pay. True?
Well, yes, but...
You think you'd be proud of her. $400 she's going to get for posing for this one picture. Now, just remember that.
Remember it. I can't forget it. How do you think it makes me feel? My 6-year-old daughter makes more in a minute than I make in a week. She isn't even through first grade, and here I am with a college education.
Oh, I wish you'd stop saying
that.
There is no comparison. This is one job she's doing. She isn't going to go on to this, sort of thing. To begin with, there's no opportunity in this town. This is an isolated opportunity.
Is it?
Well, yes, we've always said we want Betsy to grow up like a normal, average child.
Yeah, that's what we've always said, but I can see the change in you already. You know that? Supposing some movie guy spotted Betsy's picture and wanted her for a movie.
Honey, that's ridiculous.
All right. Supposing this model agency wanted her for more modeling jobs.
But they wouldn't dare to begin with. They're in Chicago, and we're here. It'd be impossible.
Yeah, I can hear you already suggesting we move to Chicago.
Oh, really? You get the notion out of your head. That's not the way I feel at all. It seems... Uh-oh. Here she is, Daddy.
How do I look, Daddy?
Now, walk in. Turn around. Now, what do you think?
Daddy?
Doesn't she look nice?
Daddy, don't I look pretty?
Well, by golly, I gotta admit it.
Huh?
Yes, sir, you're a picture. You know, I never would have thought it. Don't you, really?
Oh.
Yeah, really, it's beautiful. It really is.
Thank you, Daddy.
Thank God. Only one thing, though. What did you do to your hair?
I brushed it out.
Oh, well, Daddy likes your pigtails, honey.
No, I'm going to get a permanent.
Get a permanent?
Yes.
Well, she's certainly not going to get any permanent.
Honey, several of the girls in her class have them. Susan Bodine and who else, dear?
Mary Lucendo has them in Byron Mitchell.
Look, I don't care who has them. I like pigtails now. No child of mine.
Darling, don't be old-fashioned now, and she'll look pretty in the picture. She has curly hair.
Oh, look, I'm sick of this whole thing. There's going to be no picture, and there's going to be no permanent.
I want my hair curled.
You go upstairs, take your new dress off. Go on. I'll speak to your father.
Our father's going to speak to you.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Tokyo on toast? Well, not exactly. But you will find direct reports from the major news centers of the world waiting for you at breakfast time 7 days a week on CBS Radio's World News Roundup. All through the night, every night, CBS newsmen are on the job. At an hour when most Americans are buttering their morning toast, CBS News overseas correspondents are called on to report on events they know about firsthand. Start your day well informed. Join us on most of these same stations every morning for CBS Radio's World News Roundup.
All right. My goodness, I didn't know you felt so strongly about it. Honey,
dear?
Well, I do. I like her pigtail. She's still my little girl. Now they grow up fast enough.
All right. Now, this whole thing is causing so much trouble that I say let's forget it. You realize that in all our married life, this is the closest we have come to a real quarrel. Oh, we've had arguments over some goodness knows, but I mean a really basic difference.
Yeah, I know, I know. Well, I feel very bad about it. I shouldn't have yelled at you like that.
Oh, well. I yelled at you, too.
Yeah, you did, boy. What was that you called me?
I don't remember.
Good thing.
Thank heavens we came out to the kitchen. I don't think Betsy heard us anyhow. I got so mad, I must have cut my finger, too, while I was peeling potatoes.
Oh, did you, honey? Let me see.
I didn't even notice. Just as now, I sat bleeding.
Oh, honey, let me get a Band-Aid.
Oh,
for
no, it's
all right. I'm sorry, Joe. It's a pretty hand, too. Boy, that's a dinky little diamond I gave you, isn't it?
I like it. I wouldn't want it any different. It's beautiful.
Honey, remember when we picked it out?
But I remember most of you kissing in the jewelry store. So embarrassed.
Yeah.
Dickens. Now, let me finish getting you some dinner and you stop worrying. Having Betsy pose for this picture has caused enough trouble already. I don't want any more. So I agree with you. It's over, okay?
Yeah, I think so, dear. I say let's forget it.
I think you should. Oh, for goodness sake. Mommy told you to take off that new dress. What are you doing upstairs?
I was thinking.
Oh, you were thinking. I see. Well.
Will I be the only one in this picture? I mean, will the picture be of anybody else, too?
Well, dear, as a matter of fact, your father and I have decided.
I mean, will it just be me?
Well, what do you mean, Bessie? What do you mean, will it be just you?
Is the man taking a picture of anybody else in this family?
Well, darling, what do you mean, anybody else in this family?
I mean, is he taking a picture of the new baby, too?
Of the new baby? Why, no, goodness, the new baby isn't even here yet and won't be for some time. Why do you...
Then the man just wants me, doesn't he?
Well, why, yes, yes, of course, darling. He doesn't want a picture of the baby. He wants a picture of just you. Frankly, darling, I think you'd better run up and take off your new dress. You don't want anything to happen to it before you have your picture taken in it, do you?
No.
Well, we don't either, because we are very proud of you. Now, you run along. You get that dress off, and then we'll have dinner. Go along now. Hurry up.
All right, Daddy.
Well, for heaven's sakes, I thought you just decided to cancel the whole thing.
Darling, don't you see? She's begun to worry that the new baby is going to take her place.
Well, I don't understand it. This is the first time she's even mentioned the new baby. Ever since we told her we were having another, she has just ignored the whole thing.
Well, apparently she's been thinking about it. And we talked about the baby, and now she's started to worry. Well, look, she is going to keep her pigtails. I'll let her go through with her modeling job, but... Look, we've got to make her realize that she's just as important as the new baby.
But that's silly. Of course she's just as important.
No, dear, now, it isn't silly at all. Look, you were an only child. You don't know how brothers and sisters can feel sometimes when they're little. I hated my baby sister for years, now that I think back. Boy, did we fight.
Well, that's not going to happen in our family. I know our children will love each other, and they are not going to quarrel, ever.
Oh, honey, I hate to say this, but there's certainly some surprises in store for you.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch. And stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Francie Myers and Beatrice Palms, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, inviting you to listen again tomorrow to The Couple Next Door. ¶¶